Lesson 47. I made it.
Think about it.
Are you good at spelling? What words do you think are hard to spell? What English skills would you like to improve?
Peter left Miss Martin's classroom feeling like a loser. His teacher wrote a big F for fail on his English exam paper. Krista, his friend, noticed him looking sad.
What's wrong, Peter?
Asked Krista.
I just failed my English exam,
replied Peter.
I made too many spelling mistakes.
If I can spell, you can spell too,
said Krista. Peter didn't agree. He came from Mexico. English was not his first language. But Krista was not going to let Peter give up. The next day, she gave Peter a book, The Top 500 Most Often Misspelled Words.
There are 125 days left before the end of the school year,
said Krista.
Each day, you will learn how to spell four of these words. I am here to help you, okay? Soon, you will master them all.
Peter accepted the challenge. He worked very hard, both by himself and with Krista. On the last day of school, Miss Martin stood in front of the class. She presented many awards that day, but she was most excited to present one very special award, the Most Improved Student Award. She gave it to Peter and said,
Your spelling was perfect in your last paper. I'm very proud of you.
Peter felt so happy. After school, he told Krista the good news.
I made it, he said. It's all because of your help. Thank you so much.
Good for you, Peter. I am proud of you.
Let's do it.
Listen to the dialogues and take the correct answers.
1. I feel nervous when I give reports in front of the class.
Don't worry. You should be confident in yourself.
2. Come here, Kathy. I'd like to talk to you.
What's up, Mr. Wang?
Look at your homework. There are lots of mistakes.
3. What did the teacher say about your homework, Cindy?
The teacher asked me to improve my spelling.
4. Hi, Kathy. How time flies. The term will soon be over.
You are right. There is only 1 week before the end of the term.
How does the boy feel? He feels excited. He feels nervous. Who are the two speakers? A student and a teacher. A girl and her aunt. How did Cindy do on her homework? She didn't do well. She did an excellent job. How many days are there before the end of the term? 7 days. 7 weeks.
Read the lesson and complete the passage with the correct forms of the words in the box.
Agree.
Present. Notice.
Fail.
Accept. Complete the dialogues with the correct forms of the words above. Work in groups of 3. Rewrite the lesson as a dialogue and act it out.